Let's find out what's doing around the Singleton Council area with Mayor Sue Moore. Sue, how are you this morning?
Really great, thanks, Andrew. Really great.
What's happening with the OnTrack Hunter pilot program?
Pilot program for OnTrack Hunter completed their initial program, I guess you'd call it, during the week. So yep. It was great to be at the award giving and celebration of the program. The program was funded from the Community Reef and Rebuild Relief and Rebuild Fund as part of Council's community support package. So the pilot program worked with young people who were disengaged with the mainstream education system, and they had one day a week at the youth venue doing opportunities around lifestyle living and things like that that could be useful, life management skills.
Right.
And one day a week they were out on property with Wayne and Sue Riley, kindly allowed their property to be used, so they were out interacting with the horses and dogs and learning to handle some horses and,
fantastic.
And engage in lots of opportunities around the farm and using small equipment and how to maintain small equipment and use tractors and the like. So I think they gained a lot out of it. The smiles on their face sort of said it all at the award presentations, that they had gained a lot from the experience.
Well, it sounds like a worthwhile program. Now, Mount Thorley Warkworth VPA, they're looking for another member?
Yes, we're looking for another alternate community member. So there was a space available for somebody to step in and be an alternate.
Yep.
The Mount Thorley Warkworth Committee obviously is working with the community of Milbredale and Bulwer to utilise the funds from the voluntary planning agreement, bring forth programs that will be of benefit to those two areas of Bulwer and Milbredale.
Mm-hmm.
And the committee member would be working in a team environment to work through the submissions and look at what submissions come in from the community. And we were asking if there's expressions of interest could come in by the end of January for anyone that's interested in filling that spot on the committee.
All right. Now, what's the latest on Living Laneways?
The Living Laneways is absolutely fantastic. Oh, this is so exciting. This was $500,000 that we received from the New South Wales Government as a shared spaces program. So five of our laneways will be receiving a makeover and turning them much more into livable, active spaces that are a pleasure to either walk through or be in. So initial one is Trebella Laneway that's received a beautiful new mural right along that blank, horrible wall, so it's revitalised it to no end. Burke's Arcade will be also getting some special treatment very soon. Some of the rain has, of course, set back some of that programming, but we will hopefully see it very soon, so in time for Christmas, I hope, so that it'll spark up everybody's shopping experience.
Excellent. And last but not least, your final council meeting for 2020 will be on next Monday.
The last few weeks are coming to an end very quickly. But, yeah, we do have our last council meeting on Monday. It's not a big agenda because our big agenda was the November meeting. But we do have some key tenders that we need to look at and get underway before the start of the year, obviously. If we don't, they don't get approved this month, then they won't get looked at till February. So there's the Townhead bike track that's going out for tender. That's a little kid's bike track that they work around Townhead Park, because that'll be moved over to the section over behind the children's play area, because where the existing one is, that's where our new visitors in new Arts and Culture Centre will go.
Ah.
So we'll have a new bike track there for the kids. And also we've got a Sports Council grant program funding allocations to be looked at, and also draft customer service strategy, which is very important to us all, is to ensuring our customers have a great experience when they're dealing with council staff.
Look forward to keeping up to date with you as the weeks progress. You have a great Christmas if we don't speak before then. A good one to yourself and your family and to everybody at Singleton Council. Thank you for keeping us up to date here on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show.
Thanks, Andrew, and same to you and all your listeners. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you in the new year.